Okay, this is letter number 1560 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6, dated Yudalef Year Tovshin Beis, Brooklyn. This is addressed to the, with great titles, to Eliezer Shiyuchia Karasik. Shalom Avrocha. Now he was asking the Rebbe a question in Lakutei Torah. Lakutei Torah of the Alter Rebbe in Parsha Shmini, Divrei Maschil of Yosin Zeh, over there the Alter Rebbe asks a question. It says, it's brought down that in the future, Hashem will have the Leviathan, the Leviathan, that he will shecht the Shor Habor, the wild ox. He will shecht it with its fins. And the question the Alter Rebbe represents over there, that you're not allowed a shechita with fins would be a non-kosher shechita, because the ritual slaughtering knife needs to be free of any blemishes. And he says that a shechita with a blemished knife would be disqualified, because that would be an interruption. So it seems like, so his question is, it seems like, what would be the problem that if you would shecht a slaughter a the ox, you slaughter the animal with a knife that has blemishes in it, which has a nick or something in it, so then, you know, the knife has to be totally smooth. Seems like it will be because there is an interruption. So which means, like, because the Alter Rebbe uses the words over there that the problem with the knife would be because there is an interruption, but the real reason why is a knife which is not smooth, the reason why it's disqualified is because it punctures instead of, you need it to cut, to slice, you don't want it to puncture. But if it's not completely smooth, then it would make a hole, like,
or
it rips. It ripped. And like the Gemara brings down the Chulin, you design on the base, and the Rebbe quotes verse further places and says, Tzemach Tzedek, Sharem Elohim, various different places. So the Rebbe says, look clearly, you'll see the language of the Kutta Torah. Now, the Alter Rebbe uses language, he says, this kind of a shechita would be totally blemished because of the hefsek. Alter Rebbe is not saying this is a peguma, but he says that this will be totally blemished because of the interruption. So which means, as it seems in the very literal, in the, that even though, that as far as the peguma, when you talk about if you have a blemish, why is this qualified? The Gemara gives different, very different reasons in the Gemara exactly what the disqualification is. But the Alter Rebbe says in the Kutei Torah that when you shecht it with the fins of the Leviathan, that's going to be totally blemished, which means, because there is an interruption, which means that the pieces of the fins of the zertin are like totally separate. It's not just a one piece that has blemishes on here. So the Alter Rebbe was trying to say that this will be totally blemished. So what it means, what he's trying to not tell you why pigima is possible, but to tell you how much of a pogrom this is. This is so blemished, like, and that's why it won't be good. By the way, the Rebbe says, this statement of our sages that's quoted in the Lakutei Torah, that Hashem will make a kanigia, that's the language that he uses, it means sort of a, like a circus, sort of a show, that's explained in Torah's Chaim, Parshas Toldos, V'itlecha, differently than it's in Lakutei Torah. Also, it's brought down with a shorter beard in the Sefer Shneam Oiris Amud Yud. Over there, he wrote on the head that this comes to the Mittler Rebbe. It's also marked by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, in the Shalshel Sechassidus, that which was printed in the beginning of the Yom Yom. But it seems like from the Maimorim that this is These are the short memorim of the Alter Rebbe that the Alter Rebbe has written down. So that's what the Rebbe tells him. So basically, that's the discussion on to understanding exactly what the Lakuta Torah says over there.